Today, we are talking about qualified business income, or QBI, and the best way to maximize this deduction, what the requirements are, what it means. And especially, I have some tips for high income earners because there are ways to optimize this QBI deduction that are not as obvious and very well will likely help reduce your overall taxes. So let's jump in. Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going. Today, we are talking about qualified business income, or QBI, and the best way to maximize this deduction, what the requirements are, what it means. And especially, I have some tips for high income earners because there are ways to optimize this QBI deduction that are not as obvious and very well will likely help reduce your overall taxes. So let's jump in. QBI was actually introduced back in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It began after December 31st, 2017, aka the 2018 tax year. And essentially, it is a 20% flat reduction of income on your tax return if you are a business owner and you meet certain requirements. There are a lot of rules, kind of like everything when it comes to taxes. It's not super cut and dry. There's a lot of nuance and rules and income caps and all sorts of stuff that goes into this deduction. So I'm going to try and simplify this as much as possible. So basically, the intention behind QBI is that it is intended to reduce your income by 20%, a flat 20% reduction on your taxes to reduce your taxable income. Now, this QBI does not include income for items such as capital gains and losses. It doesn't include investment items. It is not for income such as interest income or wage income. Basically, any income that is not connected to conducting business is not going to be included. Commodity transactions or foreign currency, certain dividends. Basically, this is really for businesses. So it's pretty straight and cut and dry when it comes to being under certain income thresholds. So if you're married filing jointly and your taxable income is less than $315,000, or if you're a single filer or married filing separately, if your taxable income is $157,000 or less, you get the 20% reduction in taxable income if you have income from a business. Pretty simple. But what happens if you have more income than that? The cap on married filing jointly is going to be $415,000 of income. You don't get the deduction anymore. Or if you are a single filer or married filing separately, the taxable income is $207,000. So if you are a high income earner or someone that makes quite a bit of money from your business, then that's where it gets tricky, right? That's where it starts taking a little strategy to figure out the best way to do this. Or if you are in what's called a specified service business, where the income is derived from your reputation versus maybe a retail store or manufacturing facility or something like that. It gets a little bit more tricky because you don't get the deduction when you are a specified service business above these thresholds. So how do you handle that? What do you do if you're making too much money? The easiest way that I like to look at it, so let's just say you're a consultant and you make $750,000 a year in profit from your business, or you're a real estate broker. That's another really good example. But insurance agent, someone that is making a lot of money and you don't have any other employees, those are not industries where it requires a lot of help when it comes to employees, right? Typically a broker or a consultant, something like the insurance agent, they're not heavy from a staffing perspective. So in those instances, a really great way to maximize your QBI is to look at your own W-2. If you are an S corporation, you're required to take W-2 salary, and it's pretty simple in that you have a calculation where you're maximizing your W-2 salary to then also maximize the QBI deduction. Because when you get over these income thresholds, there are two other ways to calculate QBI. It then does not, it's not a function of a 20% of your profit when you make too much money and you're over these income thresholds. Then it's a function of how much are you paying in wages or what's the value of your asset. Typically, it's going to be the wage calculation. That's usually what I see. I don't see very often, if ever, the calculation being based on assets. It can be, because those are the other two ways the IRS allows the calculation to be done, that usually it's going to be based on wages. It ends up meaning that you have to look at how much money you're paying yourself on your W-2 and figure out the most money that you can pay in wages to then get the biggest deduction for QBI. Now, you also have to take into account the fact that there are payroll taxes that you're paying. And so it's not that you get this 20% deduction on your wages and that's it, and the day is saved. It's basically then the difference between the 20% deduction and the amount of payroll taxes that you're having to pay and that money going out. And so you don't get as big of a deduction. Your overall tax reduction is not as much. But when you take into account the fact that the employer portion is deductible for the business owner for those payroll taxes, and you also have an amount that you're paying personally as the employee, and you can net it out, it ends up being something about a 7-ish% reduction of taxes when you use this method to reduce your taxes. So it's not near as much. It's not the 20% QBI deduction that you get otherwise if you were under these income thresholds, but it is still a reduction in tax. And since you are required to pay yourself a wage anyway as an S corporation owner, because typically that's going to be the scenario that we're in as an S corp owner, then you get a benefit to making sure that you're paying yourself enough. And so you end up paying yourself likely a bigger wage as a result of this. So this is really the only time, one of the only times, that you're going to want to maximize potentially a W-2 earning is when you are not getting this QBI deduction. There are a couple of other times, sometimes when you're trying to maximize your retirement benefits and some other kind of instances. But in the example of this QBI deduction, it is a time where sometimes paying yourself more on a wage makes sense. You've heard me say on other podcast episodes where you don't want to just needlessly overpay yourself as a business owner on a W-2. That there's a lot of advantage to legitimately paying yourself less. In other words, making sure that you're substantiating that amount and having a report that shows that you can and should be paying yourself a lower amount. It's not just a matter of making an assumption and kind of pulling amounts out of thin air. That's not what I'm saying. That there are times, and most of the time, where as a business owner, you're going to want to try to reduce that amount in W-2 as much as possible, legitimately and legally. This QBI example is one of the times where paying yourself more is likely going to benefit you. You want to make sure that your overall tax strategy is to reduce your taxes paid. Trying to pull out one particular strategy, one particular thing, and assuming that is reducing your overall taxes is short-sighted. You have to be working with someone who's looking at the entire picture, because it's not just one thing. Having a siloed plan, a siloed strategy, likely means that you are overpaying somewhere else. The way that we actually go about doing this is we look at the entire situation for our tax clients, and we are reviewing to see where they're paying tax and the entire overall strategy is optimized. We're not just looking at, oh, let's elect S Corp and then pay you the least amount on a W-2. We're looking at, you make a lot of money and your K-1 from your S Corp is going to be huge. So you're not actually going to get that QBI deduction. How do we increase your W-2 to make sure that you're getting the most? We're looking at things like retirement contributions. What is the right amount of W-2 wages for you to get the biggest retirement contribution? What's the best retirement contribution? What are some of the investments that you should be contributing to get the best advantage from a tax reduction as well as an overall wealth building strategy? Because the entire concept of reducing your taxes, the idea behind it, yes, it helps you keep more money, but also how do you build wealth as a result? So you end up saving $50,000 or $100,000 or $250,000 in taxes in the year. How do we then use that money to then further build wealth for you? Because if you're not also building wealth and creating a better asset value, your net value, your personal value, then what are you doing? Are you just using that money and spending it to go to Bora? You can. That can be an advantage, but we also need to be building wealth, because that's really what it's about, is using the money you have to be smarter, to reduce your taxes, reinvest that money somewhere else, gain tax reduction as a result of these strategies, and then build your wealth. And that's the name of the game. You work really hard as a business owner, so let's play smart with our finances and do the best job in doing so. Tax reduction, leveraging various QBI strategies and other tax strategies, those are just one of the ways that we do those things. So this is you, and you're wanting to build your overall wealth, you're wanting to reduce your taxes, then go to the link in the show notes and schedule a time for us to talk about how you might be overpaying in taxes and how we can be smarter about it. And with that, thank you so much for showing up. I appreciate your time each and every week listening to the podcast, and I cannot wait until next time.